We present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Derek Giler in
Love Me, Love My Dog.
Well, now, do you fancy another cup of tea, Mrs. Clitheroe?
No, thanks, Mr. Holroyd. We must be getting back very soon.
Oh, well, you haven't far to go, only next door, eh?
Yes.
Now, what was I telling you? Oh, yes. One of my biggest laughs when I was on the stage with the wife, you know. Did you hear about the terrible accident in Glasgow? What terrible accident? A taxi crashed into a wall and 24 Scotsmen were injured.
Very funny.
Yes, the Glaswegians didn't think so. Yeah, I once told that to Glasgow Empire. Laugh. Someone threw a haggis at me.
So I wouldn't call that very amusing, I must say.
Oh, neither did the wife. She caught it right in the clock. Yes, talking about the dear little woman, now where is she? Eh?
Well, don't you remember, Mr. Holroyd? She said something about popping up to the bedroom to plug the electric blanket in.
Oh, aye, that reminds me of a very funny incident that, you know. We were once playing the Attercliffe Palace, it was, yes. And we were following a skiffle group called Ginger Tom and his Alley Cats. Now, he had an electric guitar, you see, and halfway through the act, the wife tripped over the wire on the side, pulled Tommy's plug out and cut him right off in the middle of his Cumberland Gap. Oh, you know, the wife had to rub my ribs and make the stitch go away. She did, you know.
Pat.
Yes.
If we're getting back home, we'd better find young Jimmy. Yes. Where is he?
Ah, yes, now, he went up to the bathroom about 20 minutes ago.
Would you fetch him down, please?
Oh, I will do that for you, yes, and I'll fetch the wife so she can say ta-ta to you. Yes. Oh, by the way, I must tell you about the three lady acrobats who got locked in the bathroom. Yes, you know, they were there from Saturday till Monday. Yes, and then they had the bright idea of climbing on each other's shoulders to reach the bathroom window. Now, this is the funny part. Laugh, this'll kill you. Now, you see, they were there.
Oh, heck. What am I going to do? It's not behind the scales. It's not in the airing cupboard. I've got to find it.
Oh, there you are, young Jim. Ah, your mum and your granddad are just going. They're waiting for you, lad.
Oh, heck. I can't go yet, Mr. Holroyd. Not until I find Timothy.
Oh, Timothy, eh?
Me white mouse. I got in off me pal Ozzy this morning for 3 Kali suckers.
Oh, I see. Well, what makes you think your white mouse will be an arse?
Well, when I came round here, I had him in my pocket with a piece of cheese and now there's nothing there. He must have got out and run away. We've got to find him. You look under the bath while I have another look in the cupboard.
Yes, right, old Jim. Wait a minute now. What was that?
It was me making mouse noises. Can you see anything under the bath?
Yes, hang on. I think I can see something.
Oh, good. Catch it before it runs away.
Oh, I don't think there's any danger of that. It's a back collar stud I lost this morning.
I wouldn't be so funny if I were you, Mr. Holroyd. I mean, Timothy might see you bent down like that and he's got very sharp teeth.
Yes, well, I'll just look over here by the door. That's it.
Any sign of Timothy?
Oh!
Have you found him?
No, the door's found my head.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Holroyd, but what on earth are you doing down there?
Looking for a mouse.
A mouse? Oh, dear, hadn't you better get a trap or something?
No. It's a tame mouse. It's a white one called Timothy. Yeah.
Really? Well, I know you haven't been our neighbour for long, Mr. Holroyd, but I didn't see you as a man who kept pets. Well, not that sort, anyway.
Oh, well, no, it's your Jimmy's mouse, you see.
Oh,
yes, he
what?
Got it from a little pal called Ozzy, yes.
Jimmy, you had no right to get that mouse without asking me. You know how Susan's terrified of them.
I'm sorry, Mummy. He got out of me pocket. Anyway, if we all look, I'm sure one of us will find him soon. I was right. Mrs. Olroyd's found him.
Oh, dear, oh, this reminds me of the time the conjurer's rabbit got loose in our dressing room. Laugh, oh, the wife took one look at it and told me to go out and buy a ferret.
Come on, Mr. Holroyd, let's go and help her.
Oh, very funny. Well, yes, right, oh, well, our room's just across the landing, eh? Have no fear, Ethel, dear. The big game hunters all are here.
That's a good one.
Oh, shut up, you little pest.
Oh, no, just stop there, you big softie. Hey, let's get it out of here.
Well, I will if you tell me where it is. I can't see it.
It's over there, getting into my slippers.
Well, it's wasting its time. You take size 8. Oh, wait a minute. Hang on, I'll catch it.
What's going on in here? Somebody being murdered?
Yes, me, when you get me home.
What?
It's Jimmy. He's got a white mouse from Ozzy, and he's got loose in Mrs. Hellride's bedroom here.
Has it? Well, first thing in the morning, Jimmy, you'll take it back.
Oh, but, Grandad, it's me pet.
You'll take it back, I say, and you'll bring no more pets home. Do you understand me?
Well, I think you're all cruel, making a poor little mouse live in a rubbish dump.
It's going back to live at Ozzy's house.
That's what I said, in a rubbish dump.
Yes?
Hello, Mr. Higginbottom.
Oh, it's you, is it? What do you want, apart from causing trouble?
I want to see Ozzy, please, Mr. Higginbottom. Is he in?
No, he's not. He's gone for his trumpet lesson.
Oh, I thought he was packing up the trumpet after what his teacher said.
What do you mean, what his teacher said?
Well, he told Ozzy he made a better noise when he blew his nose.
We'll hear what noise you make when I clout your ear in a minute.
Give something to Ozzy.
Well, give it to me.
Here you are, then. But be careful you don't squash it.
What is it?
A mouse.
Oh, take it away. I'm not holding that horrible thing.
But it's Ozzy's. My mum said I've got to give it him back.
Oh, well, fetch it in the house and put it in the cage with the others.
All right, Mr. Higginbottom.
Now, come in the parlour. Here. Now, where's he keep that cage?
Well, here it is on the floor, Mr. Higginbottom, next to these empty beer bottles.
Oh, aye. Well, stick it in there.
It's a big parlour, isn't it, Mr. Higginbottom?
It's only the usual size.
I suppose it looks bigger with having no furniture in it.
That'll do. It's cleared out so I can do some decorating. And you can clear out as well now because I've got to go down to the vet's.
Why, what's wrong with you?
Look, any more of your jokes and I'll give you your head in your hands to play with.
No, I mean, is it the mice?
No, I'm taking my greyhound down to have it put to sleep.
Oh, poor thing. Has it broken its leg?
No, it's broken my heart. I've fed it and trained it for 3 years and it's never won a race yet. It's wasting no more of my money.
Oh, Mr. Higginbottom, that's cruel.
Look, it's no use as a pet. It eats it out of house and home. I've got to get rid of it.
Well, I'll buy it off you.
Oh, will you? How much money have you got?
Ninepence.
Well, keep that and buy him a dog biscuit. You can have him for nothing.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Higginbottom.
Your mother won't thank me when she sees how it eats. Anyway, you can have its lead and its feeding bowl as well. Look, slip in the kitchen and ask Mrs. Higginbottom for its bowl.
Righto.
Now, where's that dog's lead? Oh, here it is, round the wife's mac.
Mrs. Higginbottom says I can't have the bowl just yet.
Why not?
She's making you a steak pudding. Yeah. Now, come on, there's a good dog. Just through the garden and we're there. Be quiet. I'm going to hide you in my granddad's greenhouse. It's nice and warm in there. Come on. In you go. That's it. You'll be all right now. Hey, come away from there. Don't eat those. They're my granddad's early daffodils. Unless the last year's coming up a bit late. Hey, give over. Get down. Stop licking me face. I'm not a lollipop. I said, be quiet. You're a greyhound. You should know how to keep your trap shut. It won't be long, so not a sound. Have a little sleep. If you're not tired, try counting tomcats. Daddy wouldn't buy me a bow-wow, bow-wow. Daddy wouldn't buy me...
There you are, there you are. What were you doing in your granddad's greenhouse?
Seeing if it was warm enough, Mum.
Warm enough for what?
The slugs. I don't want them to catch cold.
Don't be funny. Did you take that mouse round to Ozzy's?
Yes, Mum. Ozzy's got it back now, so you don't need to worry anymore.
Good. Well, I'm just going to get the tea ready. Is there anything you fancy?
Yeah, a packet of dog biscuits. Oh, sorry, Mama. I'm just being funny again. It's with living next to Happy Herbert Holroyd. I think it's catching.
Look, it's cold out here. You get in the house. I'm just bringing this washing in.
Righto, Mum. Well, so far, so good. How much is that dog in the greenhouse? The one with the knot in his tail. How much is the... Oh, hello, Grandad.
Hello, Jimmy. There's a cup of tea in the pot if you want it.
Oh, no thanks, Grandad. Anything in the paper, Grandad?
No, not a thing.
Well, what are you reading it for?
I mean, there's nothing exciting in it.
Hey, turn over, Grandad. Let's see what's on at the pictures next week.
Oh, all right. Well, I suppose I'll have to take you as usual. But no cowboys this time.
Well, here's one. An animal picture. Will you take me to see this?
Which one?
Where it says, the most exciting picture of the year. It's about a kitten.
Who's in it?
Brigitte Bardot.
Oh, no, Jimmy. I don't think I could take you to see that.
Why not? You took me to see Lassie. You remember when she was locked in a burning shed and you cried all over your chalk eyes?
Jimmy, I did not.
Well, I'll put the washing in the kitchen. I'm going to sit down for 5 minutes.
Shall I get the stool for you to put your feet on, Mum?
No, thanks.
Oh, it's no trouble, Mum.
What are you up to? You did take that mouse back, didn't you?
Oh, yes, Mum.
Good.
Oh, Susan isn't half frightened of mice, isn't she?
Oh, well, most girls are.
She's not frightened of dogs, though.
Oh, no.
Well, maybe I should have had a dog.
Oh, no, you don't.
He nearly had you that time, Pat.
Don't you like dogs, Mum?
Yes, but you're not having one.
Charlie Thompson's mother let him have one.
Well, I'm not Charlie Thompson's mother.
No, if you were, I'd have a dog.
Now, Jimmy, you heard what your mother said. Mind, Pat, a dog is different from a mouse.
Father, don't you start.
Oh, I'm not saying he should have one, but, well, I was just thinking about when I was a boy. Well, my father never had a dog, so whenever I could, I was over at my uncle's farm because he used to send me out to round up the sheep.
Why, hadn't your uncle got a dog either?
Now, listen, both of you, I've heard enough. Once and for all, you're not having a pet till I decide you're old enough to take care of it.
All right, but I'll tell you this. When I'm 21, I'll walk in here with the biggest elephant you've ever seen. Come on, boy. I'll get you somewhere to stay. That'll fetch him.
Take a seat. I'll be with you in just a minute.
That's the vet from the kitchen. Come on over here. You won't be here long. Just till I can change the minds at home. Mum's the trouble. My granddad's a walkover. One good lick and he'll be taking you for walks. To the Rose and Crown.
Oh, hello, sonny. Now then, what seems to be the trouble?
Are you the vet?
Yes, that's right. What's wrong with the dog?
He's not ill. It's his back.
What's wrong with his back?
He's got nowhere to lay it down tonight.
What do you mean?
Well, you let dogs live here, don't you?
Well, we board them. Do you want to leave this dog here?
Well, just for a few days.
Well, I think we've got a spare kennel. I'll just give him a check over. I don't want him passing any little germs onto the other dogs.
He's got no germs.
Oh, I'm sure he hasn't. He looks a fine dog. Come here, boy. Come here. What's his name?
His name?
Yeah, what's his name?
Well, guess.
I don't want to play games, sonny. Here, what's it say on the collar? Horatio Higginbottom. That's a funny name.
He's a funny man.
Ah, here we are, Lightning. Ah, well, that's a good name for a greyhound. Now then, open your mouth.
What for?
Not you, the dog. Yeah, that seems to be all right. Now, then, inside his ears. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's fine. Well, he can stay here, all right. The charge is 10 shillings a week.
Oh, heck. I haven't got that much.
Well, how much have you got?
Ninepence.
Ninepence?
Could he have bed and breakfast for one night? You'll be all right here, Lightning. You couldn't find a better house. Alfie Hall loves animals. Are you in, Alfie?
Oh, it's you, Jimmy. Come in.
I've got a friend with me.
Well, bring him in as well.
You sure you don't mind?
Ah, not at all. The more the merrier.
Come on, boy. Here we go.
Yeah, I'm here in the kitchen.
I can see that. Do you always have your meals in here?
Well, I do when my mum and dad are away, like they are now, because if I cook anything up, by the time I've taken it out the oven, burnt my fingers and found the cloth, it's gone cold. Would you care for a lamb chop? Yeah, I've just cooked some and ooh, a dog. Hey, he's a big one, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, but he's very friendly.
Is he? Come here, boy. Come to Uncle Alfie.
Go on, Lightning.
Hey, up. Get down, but down. Oh! What happened?
You've been struck by lightning.
Give over. I fell over the chair, that's all. He's very pally, isn't he?
Oh, I think he likes you. Hey, Luke, he's holding your hand.
I know, between his teeth.
Oh, I think he's trying to tell you he's hungry.
Oh, of course, that's it. Look, I'll get in some scraps from the pantry. Let go, boy.
Come here, Lightning.
I won't be a minute. We'll get him something nice.
I knew you'd like Alfie, Lightning. Hey, get down. Hey, get off the table. Oh, heck.
Here we are, I found a bone.
Well, I think you better have it. He's just pinched your chops.
Oh, flipping heck. Naughty Lightning. Jimmy, what are you doing with him apart from getting him free meals?
Well, you see, it's really Mr. Higginbottom's dog.
Higginbottom's? No wonder he's hungry.
Yeah, and just because Lightning hadn't won a race, he was going to have him put to sleep.
Oh, how cruel. The big heartless layabout.
So I said I'd keep Lightning, and he gave him to me.
Yeah, well, good for you, Jimmy. You did a very nice thing.
I'm glad you think so, because I want to leave him here.
You what? but he's your dog, Jimmy.
I know, but my man won't let me have a dog, so I thought he could stay here till I can talk around.
Well, I'd like to keep him, but I'm afraid there's a bit of a snag.
You mean you've run out of lamb chops?
No. No, my dad would never allow me to have a dog in this house. He says he's got enough with me.
Sleep in the washhouse.
Oh, my dad wouldn't have a dog near him.
Don't tell me he sleeps in the washhouse.
No, he is. Dogs, and he's the boss round here when my mum's out, and if he says no animals, I've got to obey him.
No, I didn't think you'd let us down, Alfie.
But Jimmy, I've told you, my dad said that.
Come on, Lightning. Back to horrible Higginbottom. And he'll drag you to the vet, and the vet will put you to sleep, and nobody cares.
Oh, no, Jimmy, he can't go back there.
Good, he can stop here then.
Yeah, no! Oh, look, there must be another way. Surely your mum wouldn't mind. She's such a nice woman.
She is to you. Hey, that's an idea. You take the dog to our house, say it's yours, my mum will like it, and you can give it to me. That's it.
Yeah, all right. Hey, no, wait a minute. No. I couldn't tell your mum a fib.
Oh, what about when she spilled the pepper in the dinner and you said it was delicious? Then you came in the kitchen and drank 2 jugs of water.
Oh, well, that was different. I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
You're not bothered about hurting mine. Hey, if I gave you Lightning, you wouldn't be telling a fib.
Hey. No, of course not. That's the answer, isn't it?
Hey, but don't forget to give him back to me.
Oh, I won't, Jimmy.
Good. Come here, Lightning. Alfred Hall, this is your dog. Oh, heck. Mum, what time is it?
It's nearly 3 o'clock for the third time.
Oh, where is he?
Are you expecting somebody?
Yeah, the postman on a lead. Alfie with a letter from our Susan while she's running at the White City, working in London.
Oh, don't talk silly. And stop climbing all over the city. I'm trying to do my nails.
Mum, it doesn't off-pung that paint you put on.
It isn't paint, it's nail varnish.
Well, why do you put it on?
Because it makes my nails look better. Covers the cracks.
Covers the cracks? Oh, Susan has some of that, but she calls it makeup.
Oh, very funny. Jimmy, keep still. I'll have it all over my fingers.
Ooh, what a horrible colour. Looks as though your hands are dripping with blood.
What do you know about nail varnish? You're too young to appreciate it.
Oh, am I?
Who did the crossword in my paper?
It wasn't me.
Nor me.
Well, it couldn't have been the mouse. He's gone.
Pat, that nail varnish is a bit vivid, isn't it?
Grandad, you're too young to appreciate it.
Be quiet, Jimmy. And don't be so old-fashioned, Father.
Well, it is a bit startling, isn't it?
That's what I told her. She looks like a vulture having a jam butty.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right, you two. Father, will you be going out this afternoon?
Well, I was thinking about it. What's the weather like? What's this?
What?
Coming up the path, Alfie Hall, with a greyhound.
Let me see. Good heavens, you're right.
A greyhound? That's not like Alfie.
I don't know. They've both got the same nose. I'll let him in, Mum.
All right.
Well, Alfie Hall's coming out of his shell. Greyhounds. He'll be playing snap next.
Father... What's the matter, Jimmy?
It's all right, Mum. The dog's just accidentally kicked Alfie's ankle. Come in, you two.
Well, if it isn't Fearless Alf, the lion tamer. Come in.
Can I bring Lightning, my dog, in?
Yes, certainly, Alfie.
Oh, so long as he behaves himself.
Oh, his manners are very good. He's quiet, alert, and he's very lovable as well. He's a perfect pet.
Don't overdo it, Alfie.
Well, I hope you don't mind me popping in like this, but when you've been cooped up all day in a kennel with a few bones, you need a bit of exercise.
Yeah, but there was no need to bring the dog with you.
Take no notice, Alfie.
He's quite a good-looking old dog, isn't he?
Yeah, you should see him with his kilt on.
Never you mind the comedy now. Hey, Alfie, did you say his name was Lightning?
Yes, that's right.
Well, doesn't Higginbotham run a greyhound under the name of Lightning?
Yeah, this is it. I mean...
Alfie, you big blabbermouth.
You mean it's Higginbottom's dog?
Well, no, it's mine.
Oh, you bought it?
Well, no. No, you see, he gave it to somebody and they gave it to me and I'm giving it to Jimmy. Oh. But I mean...
Oh, don't some mothers have them?
Look, Alfie, what is all this?
I think there's been a conspiracy going on.
Yeah. Oh, it's no use, Jimmy. We can't keep the secret any longer.
What do you mean, we can't? I've never made a wrong move yet.
Come on, Alfie, out with it. What's Jimmy been up to?
Well, you see, Mr. Higginbottom gave the dog to Jimmy.
Jimmy, you had no right to accept it.
You deserve a good spanking, ignoring your mother's orders.
Yeah. Oh, well, if you don't mind me saying so, I think he deserves a medal. You see, just because the dog couldn't win races, Mr. Higginbottom was going to have the poor, defenceless animal put to sleep. But Jimmy stepped in and saved its life, and I think Jimmy must be the kindest lad I know.
Never mind the commercial. Can I have the dog?
Well, that puts a different complexion on things. No, doesn't it, Pat?
Well, I suppose it is. Well, it is rather different.
Please give Jimmy another chance. Let him keep Lightning as a pet.
If it means saving the dog from that layabout Higginbotham, I say we should.
All right, Jimmy. You win.
Oh, thanks, Mum and Grandad. Alfie, you're a pal. The next time Lightning pinches some chops, I'll save one for you.
Oh, I'll just go and see who's at the front door.
Right, Pat. Now listen to me, Jimmy. As long as that dog stays here, you've got to look after it. Understand?
Oh, I will, Grandad. I'll brush him, take him walks, I'll even teach him to carry your empties.
Now, that'll do.
Come in. Father, it's Mr. Higginbottom.
I hope you don't mind me popping in, but I've just come for my dog.
Whose dog? Lightning belongs to me.
Look, I don't want any arguments. Let's have it.
Hey, just a minute. You gave the dog to Jimmy.
Who's talking to you, ferret face?
Oh, look here, Hickenbottom. You're not in your own house now.
No, you can breathe in here.
Shut up and give me that dog.
Mr. Hickenbottom, I think you ought to lower your voice in my home.
Sorry, missus.
So I should think.
I just want the dog.
Well, you're not taking him, you big bully. Alfie, throw him out.
You may. Now, look here, you'll have to stop it, because if you don't, I'll...
Shut up!
Yes, Mr. Higginbottom.
Look, will you get this kid out of here before I belt him?
Now, just come in the hall, Higginbottom, and I'll talk to you, man to man. Come on.
All right.
Now, if there's going to be any trouble...
I don't want any trouble. Look... I did give the lad the dog, but there's a bloke from the greyhound trap wants the dog to train the youngsters, and he's offered me a fiver.
All right. You can have the dog.
Thanks, Pete. You're a gent.
Cost you a pound to buy it back.
You Scots!
What?
All right. The bloke's waiting. Look, there you are, a quid.
Thank you. Now take your dog.
Oh, Grandad, you traitor. You promised... Now you'll let him take the dog to the vet.
He's going to a good home.
That's more than I've got. I'll run away from home. I'll join a circus. That's what I'll do. And then I'll have some pets.
Look, the dog will be fine, and he's given me a pound for you.
I don't want a pound.
Yes. Now, Jimmy, away you go down to the pet shop and buy yourself a nice wee puppy.
Hey, Jimmy, and that's smashing. Yeah, what kind of dog do you fancy?
Well, Charlie Thompson's is nice. It's got thick hair all over its face. A mug rump terrier.
Eh? That's a new one on me. A mug rump?
Yes, its hair is so long you can't tell its mug from its rump.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Derek Giler as Bert Holroyd, Betty Alberge as Mrs. Holroyd, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, and Brian Truman as the vet. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Tell you I got the dog all right. I call him Spot. The man said it's a real thoroughbred mongrel. I was only kidding Alfie about the mug rump. He's a clever little puppy. Mind you, he hasn't found out where the bathroom is yet. But he doesn't half eat. This morning he had a bowl of milk, corned beef, two pieces of coal and me granddad's left slipper. Mr. Higginbottom saw Spot yesterday and he teased him and said he wasn't big enough to be a dog. Spot bit his ankle. I said, don't get cross, Mr. Higginbottom. After all, he's only a nipper. Ta-ra!